This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Daytona's very own Gordon Flummer and American Heritage Credit Union's very own Brianna Wolfert talking about how Daytona and the credit union's other CUSOs helped American Heritage grow by $1 billion. Yes, $1 billion. American Heritage is a very CUSO-focused credit union, and they leveraged all their CUSOs with the help of Daytona to, again, grow by $1 billion in a very short time. Gordon and Brianna are here to tell you all about it. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a really cool success story in store for you. But before we get to that, let's do some introductions. Right next to me is Brianna Wolfert from American Heritage Credit Union. Brianna, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Mike. It's great to meet you. Happy to have, you know, the opportunity to speak with you today. So thank you very much for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. I get really excited about these stories. I just love these success stories. And you guys are working with the fine folks at Daytona. And speaking of Daytona, right below me is Gordon Flummer from Daytona. Gordon, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having us, Mike. This is going to be
welcome.
A lot of fun.
You're welcome. Yeah, this is actually based on a presentation that you guys gave at NACUSO, which was a couple of weeks ago, on how fintech CUSOs help the credit unions that invest in them, the companies that are the CUSO, and the credit union movement as a whole, if you can follow that. So Brianna, I'm going to let you go first. So can you give us a quick summary on this presentation on how fintech CUSOs help the credit unions that invest in them? Because I think this is a really, really good move.
Yeah, sure, of course. So we are not a small shop. American Heritage, we are based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We are $3.8 billion in assets.
Well done.
With that size, yes, thank you. Proud of that. With that size comes complications with, you know, our data and the different vendors we work with. So we found ourselves an opportunity to start bringing those data pieces together. Mm-hmm. And I had formerly worked with the company called Daytona at another credit union.
Oh, okay.
So our company was looking to implement a CRM solution. We wanted to aggregate our data together. And I had mentioned that I worked with Gordon and his team in the past with their CRM. I mentioned it to my CEO, Bruce. Bruce met with Gordon and his team. We vetted them against other providers. And for us, Daytona was hands down the best solution to solve all of our needs. And then because of our successes, our CEO, Bruce, was like, listen, I got to tell everybody. And Bruce's reputation precedes him. He everything he touches turns to gold, I'll tell you. So with our success, Bruce was like, I got to get the word out. I got to tell everybody. Let's form a CUSO. These guys are doing such great stuff at Daytona. And what we built together in collaboration is so important for all of the other credit unions feeling the same pains we're feeling. So that's the whole basis for forming the CUSO was we developed something in tandem we're really, really proud of. And we know that this is a great solution for other credit unions in the same situation we're in. So we're just at the stage now where we're trying to get that word out, let everybody know this partnership is really important to Daytona. It's really important to us. And then the entire credit union movement is going to benefit from this relationship. So
definitely. Yeah. And Gordon, tell us a little bit about Daytona. What makes you guys tick and how you guys are helping credit unions here? Because there's a number that I haven't revealed yet, Brianna, that I want to get to after Gordon's response here. But Gordon, I'm going to give you a moment or two here. Just tell us a little bit more about Daytona and how you guys help credit unions.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I've been working with credit unions for over 20 years. And initially I was with a consulting firm, and we would basically come in and I would help them kind of identify software solutions that were needed and then kind of help them implement them. And we just saw that there were just a lot of problems, right? There were a lot of kind of out of the box solutions where they would promise to fix a bunch of stuff and then make things worse.
Yeah.
And so time and again, we were kind of saying like, you're going to end up having to do some sort of weird one-off to get what you were really needing. And so holistically behind the scenes with my CTO, we kept trying to think of, is there some way to have a system that can be configurable and deployable enough that you're really going to get all the benefits of software without all of the kind of big drawbacks and costs mm-hmm. from it.
Okay.
And that was kind of just the goal and really the genesis of why we started Daytona is because we think we kind of finally cracked that code. And Bree's kind of been on the front lines of experiencing that since we really got that going. Right. I've worked with some of the biggest banks in the country, back in my previous life as a consultant. And I like credit unions. The way that we like to deal with our clients is the same way that I think credit unions view their members. We really view it as kind of a partnership, mm-hmm. which I think just, fits so much hand in glove with kind of the QSO philosophy. Yeah. So yeah. So that's a little bit about kind of our background and kind of why we exist as a company. And then also, I think just kind of what's been so great about Bree and American Heritage.
Exactly. And so, all right, Brandon, I'm coming to you. So what was the issue? What was going on at your credit union that you guys needed help with? Because I'm still not going to reveal that number yet, because I'm still kind of astounded by it. But what was going on there and prompted you to work with the folks at Daytava?
So we're very good at finding solutions to problems.
Right.
And sometimes the solutions to problems are solutions, right? Systems, softwares. So we found that we were buying a lot of different softwares, and that creates problems for the frontline staff. I mean, the member story is spread among all these different platforms. Our team members are navigating all these different UIs going to training classes, spending hours of their time in training classes, learning how to use these various systems. And we just got to a point where we were like, enough is enough. We need a good story of the member. We need to bring together all of the pieces of information that are fragmented about our member. And we need to kind of aggregate that. We need to tell one story. And as a result, our member service is just, it's so much better. Our team members are so much happier that the time they're spending with our members is more targeted. You know, the solutions we're presenting are way more targeted. We're asking fewer questions of the member that we should already know the answers to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, frankly speaking, it was easier just to ask the member questions we should already know, how they're using their account, you know, how long they've been with us. And that's not how we want to serve our members. One of our big things that we say is our members are family, our value proposition. You know, we offer you the right financial solutions because you're family. And mm-hmm. to really embody that, we needed to make sure the member felt when they came in the door that mm-hmm. we knew them.
Yeah.
And this was our ticket to kind of bringing all of those data pieces, all those data elements together. We needed to curate it. I mean, there's different aliases among all those different systems. So we needed somebody with expertise to analyze that data and say, this instance of Mike Lawson looks very similar to this instance of Mike Lawson. We're going to aggregate those pieces of data together and say, hey, here's Mike Lawson's dashboard. Ah, here's everything you could possibly need to know about him.
Very nice.
That's really where all of this stemmed from, is we needed a platform to bring together all of the data across our platforms, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, completely. Yeah, yeah. And so Gordon, you guys came in and go, hey, we can do that. Is that basically it? So how did you guys work together to get this done? And I'm going to reveal that number after his response, Brianna. So I can't wait. But Gordon, how did you guys come in and work with them to achieve?
I mean, we really focus on like stories, right? And so, you know, we don't say, here's your solution, go in and do it, because honestly, that just doesn't really work. What we do is we sit down and we say, okay, let's talk about a specific employee, or let's talk about a member example. What's that ideal experience going to be? And then we really work backwards. So rather than saying, this is our tool, like try to get some benefit out of it, we say, let's talk about your benefit. And then our mm-hmm. tool is really configurable enough to make sure that it's doing really effectively that first and foremost. So when we were talking about like the member dashboard that Bree was talking about, we said, you know, what are the 10 most important things to know about your member? So what kind of loan applications are sitting out there? What are their service history, right? Like, are they using online banking? Are they using e-statement? What does their deposit look like? Like, what kind of fees are there on that specific account? What other accounts is this specific member on? And so once we've got that story, then we go in effectively configure the dashboard from whatever disparate data sources exist to be able to deploy that out to them. And that way they aren't going to be confused or overwhelmed with a bunch of unnecessary data. It's really focused on, let's get them the most simplistic, straightforward thing. It reduces the training hours and really optimizes that. Beyond that, a few other kind of neat things that we do is we will facilitate like the onboarding process, right? So like there's no better time to really introduce a member to the credit union than when they first become a new member.
Oh, yeah.
And so you know, we optimized that. We had specific touch points set up. And again, these were dictated by Bree. We don't come in and say, these are the right times to follow up with your membership, because honestly, I don't know. I don't know what American Heritage wants to achieve. I don't know their specific members. I don't know their specific culture, what they're wanting to get across. But we have that conversation, we figure out that story, and then our tool goes and does it. And you know, like referrals was another one. If an opportunity is identified, you know, historically, I think it was just like writing it down on a spreadsheet or maybe sending off an email. Our system will do all of that automatic routing, take all the headache out of that. So it's just going through these different stories, figuring out how we're going to optimize that experience for the member, for the employee, for the institution as a whole. And then we go and effectively do all of that. The one other neat piece, I think, that makes this relationship work is we actually have our own developers directly communicate with our clients. And so when Bree or other people at American Heritage are identifying these requirements from our system, you know, it's rare, and we try to make it rare where our system can't do that, but we'll identify those things, and that informs what we should be doing with this system.
Okay.
How we can actually grow and flex it to be able to do that. So, you know, Bree's experience with us over the years, and I think the reason why she brought us into American Heritage Credit Union is we don't really say no. Right? Like, if I've done my job, we shouldn't have painted ourselves into a corner with the software. And I mean, we've been doing this long enough. I've heard enough different kinds of requirements. I think, you know, Bree's been hard pressed. She's good at it, but she's been hard pressed to find things that the system doesn't actually do.
Oh, all right. That's a fun task, I bet. So, all right. So with every great case study or success story, you got the problem, you got the solution, and now you have the results. Okay. Now, Bree, is this number correct? $1 billion that you grew by $1 billion based on the help that you guys got from Datava? And if so, can you elaborate, please? Because this is mind-blowing, eye-popping numbers here.
Well, so we grew, our growth from $2 billion to $3 billion was, it felt like overnight. And a lot of that has to do with things like our penetration in the indirect lending space. So we're very well penetrated in indirect lending. And coincidentally, that happened to be the very first module we deployed with Datava. We wanted to facilitate that indirect lending process and dashboard out some of our dealerships. So of course, you know, our work with Datava and indirect lending, and then our penetration in the indirect lending market, it was a big contributor to that, you know, asset growth. And the other CUSOs we formed, we also formed a mortgage CUSO, we have a realty CUSO, we have a small business lending CUSO. So as I mentioned before, I mean, our CEO, he just wants to offer our members anything they could possibly have a need for.
Right.
He wants to be the one-stop shop. Don't vet the mortgage companies yourself. Don't vet the business lenders yourself. We've already done the work. We've vetted them. We partnered with them, and we're offering you these services. So because of all of those CUSO relationships, and you know, the partnership with Datava, that simplified a lot of the data relating to those spaces. I mentioned at NACUSO that, in my opinion, the Datava system is the CUSO uniting our CUSOs. They really brought together all of those various spaces for us into a nice little, a pretty picture for everybody to consume. So definitely, you know, we had fantastic growth in a very short period of time because of our relationship in the CUSO space, because of our relationship in the indirect space, because of the simplicity of the tools we implemented for our staff. Mm-hmm. So lots of contributing factors there for certain. With great growth comes, you know, great responsibility. Sure. And we had some catching up to do with some of our operation. And that's really where we sat down and said, it's time. It's time to start doing this a little bit differently.
Yeah.
We need our data to inform us instead of, you know, just allowing our team members to make their best recommendations. So it was time, at the size we've become, it was time to really let the data start working for us.
Right.
And that's where we are now.
Yeah, that sounds like more of a proactive approach rather than a reactive approach. So, and that's smart in this day and time. But it sounds like, getting to the back to the core of this, it sounds like your investments in CUSOs have really, you guys have really leveraged that perfectly to have this type of growth. You guys have really taken advantage of that. And Daytavis, again, you guys seem to be the straw that stirs the drink around here, Gordon. So, I mean, when you hear numbers like that, Gordon, does that go, you know what, we're doing something right, you know? So, and we're working together to help this credit union in particular. I'm sure you've had many success stories over the years with other credit unions, but man, this one, I saw that number. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to confirm that with Brianna. It's like, wow. So, I mean, does that make you say wow as well?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is why I do this, right? Is I want to see those kinds of numbers, and I want to see us have that kind of impact, right? Like, I mean, I think the example of I kind of use of any technology, and I would say ours is kind of like a car, right? Like, the car will get you from one destination to the next, but it's really dependent on you to drive it. And, you know, an American Heritage, like I very much enjoy to see how much they use our system and how much benefit they've realized from it. And, you know, I mean, definitely, like, we've worked with other credit unions that have seen some pretty crazy numbers in different areas. But, you know, I mean, there's been so many different areas that we've been utilized. And honestly, we're still launching and rolling out in new areas to do new things for American Heritage. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to see the benefit and the growth, know that the members are being served better, that the employees are able to serve the members better, to see that collaboration between departments is working better. I mean, just every one of those boxes that I like to see ticked, they're just being ticked. And look, so much of that credit goes to American Heritage Credit Union, right? Because they need to see the vision. They need to have, like, Bruce and Bree and everybody else be able to come on board. But, you know, all of that vision without a tool, it doesn't really get there. A tool without that vision also doesn't get there. So it's just such a great partnership, and it's worked so well for both of us.
That's forward thinking at its finest right there, Brianna. And so based on your success in investing in QSOs and really leveraging them to strategically experience this type of growth, what's your advice to other credit unions out there looking maybe to do something similar, or maybe, you know, getting them off the sidelines and going, hey, you should check this out. You know, you should check out QSOs and invest in them and really foster them. So what's your advice in this area for other credit unions?
Well, I think there's a few different ways to invest in a QSO, right? You could financially invest in a QSO, can invest in a QSO in that you take on the platform that we've worked so hard to develop. That's, in my opinion, that's the best part of this relationship is we came to the table and said, hey, Gordon, here's a blank canvas. I need you to draw a sun in the upper right-hand corner, and I want it to be this shade of yellow, and I want a tree in the bottom left. And we architected the vision, and we have this team of skilled experts who are able to execute our vision. Mm-hmm. And with the labor market being what it is now, it's a challenge to have resources be able to do the things you need them to do. And even with turnover and things like that, when you lose the talent, how do you maintain those processes you built? So, you know, sometimes the beauty in the QSO relationship is something like you have a team of experts on hand, on retainer, whatever you want to call it. They're available to build the things you need built or maintain the things you need to maintain. So, you know, we're really proud of what we worked together to create. You know, some of the modules Gordon and his team get to tout that they do now is recommendations we made. Hey, Gordon, we have a need. Can you build this for us? And Gordon and his team, they're smart enough to know you don't allocate resources to work nobody's ever asked for. That's how my CEO knew how true they were. They said, yeah, no, we don't have what you asked for because nobody's ever asked for it before. And it doesn't make financial sense for me to build something nobody's going to use. But if you want it, I'll build it. And that's 100% what this relationship has been. If we want something, they build it for us. And then they get to advertise that in their marketing and you know, distribute that to their other clients as well. The work is done. The template's there. It's an easy application for other credit unions to plug right in. So that's really what we're trying to do with you know, the getting the word out about this collaboration, this relationship now is we spent a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to build something we're really proud of. And other credit unions will absolutely benefit from the modules in this platform with, you know, little effort.
Yeah, you just answered my next question, Brianna, because I was going to ask you, like, why is this so significant today? And you just nailed it because of the what's going on in the labor market right now. But really leveraging CUSOs. I mean, they're there for a reason. And the fact that other credit unions can use CUSOs, it's not just, you know, this is my CUSO and you can't touch it type of thing. Everybody can use this and they all benefit from it, and it just makes the industry that much stronger. So yeah, it's really, really cool story here. I'm just, this is why I get so excited when I do stories like this. It's just, it's phenomenal. So anything else to wrap up, Gordon, on your end, what do you, any final thoughts here before I let you guys go?
No, I think the main thing, from my side is, speaking to other credit unions, kind of trying to look through this morass of all these different kinds of software that's out there. CUSOs are just a smart way to go, because you get to learn from what other credit unions have already learned.
Yeah.
Right? And the wisdom of the crowd, and being able to get software from CUSOs, you know that another credit union, at least one other credit union, believed in them enough to invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And have that input. And so I just think that that's such like a great additional tool to use. And then, you know, like if you get the opportunity as a credit union to invest in a CUSO that you've used and that you believe in, again, it just helps the credit union movement so much. So yeah. I love the vehicle of it, that it really gets to pair technology with the, you know, that the vision of what credit unions really are there for. And so I'm super happy that we get to be a part of one. I'm happy that American Heritage has been part of so many successful CUSOs, including ours. And just, you know, happy to kind of help the movement in any way that we can.
Yeah, fantastic. Brianna, I'll let you have the final word here.
I'm really to have, you know, the opportunity to spread the word the way your platform will allow for us to spread the word. Like I said, we've spent a lot of time building something great, and there are a lot of modules, and the credit unions only have to select the modules which apply to them, which is another brilliant facet of the relationship here. Is, you know, if the NCUA came to a credit union and said you need to do a better job tracking your complaints, there's a module for that. If you want to track your SEG partners, there's a module for that. If you want sales and incentive reporting, there's a module for that. So the neat thing is, you know, somebody has a need that this platform Datava will absolutely be able to solve, and it's something that, you know, we stand by, which is why we're tying our name to Datava, is we are definitely proud of what they have to offer, and we know others are going to benefit as well.
That sounds like an old Apple App Store ad. Yeah, we have an app for that. So yeah, we have a module for that. So
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think we're up to 15 modules. We've got two more in beta right now.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my God.
Definitely the philosophy. So
exciting. Yeah. Again, I just love stories like this, because they're not only, you know, obviously beneficial to the credit union stuff, but they're really exciting for the industry too, because there's so much potential. It's almost kind of like the sky's the limit type of viewpoint. So it's really neat to talk to folks like you who've been doing some great, great stuff. And you don't have to be a large credit union to do this type, but there's plenty of smaller credit unions that really leverage CUSOs to perfection as well. So yeah, so it goes across the board, any size. So yeah, good stuff, guys. Well, I'm gonna let you guys go, because it sounds like you got a lot of work to do. So I don't want to keep you from your jobs, but thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. This is a great message to get out there.
No, thank you so much, Mike.
We appreciate it, Mike.
Oh my gosh, you're very welcome.